True crime TV fans are already obsessing over Netflix's new procedural drama, Mindhunters, released last Friday. It's set in the 1970s, the very early days of criminal profiling, and it tells the story of an FBI agent trying to change the way the Bureau deals with killers. Let's listen.
California jails are full of thrill killers and lust murderers.
And we put them there. That's our job.
Dying and rotting on the vine.
Cry me a river, Holden. All the wasted potential.
It is wasted potential, sir. It is, because we could be using these people.
Using how?
Their knowledge and insight.
Of what?
Themselves.
Whose selves?
Then we might know what we're talking about when we speak to other law enforcement.
Can you make him shut up?
I have not been able to do that, sir.
Jonathan Groff stars as Holden Ford, a character based on real-life FBI agent John Douglas. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us. Eric, first, procedural dramas. I had not heard that reference to these shows.
Yeah, sure. That's police procedurals is a way to refer to a lot of the cop shows that we see on television that show us the procedure by which police officers come across a crime and then solve it.
There's whole cable channels devoted to them.
Exactly. And so now with Mindhunter, we have this really interesting setup where they're taking a character that's based on Douglas and they're showing him trying to push the FBI to develop a department where they would speak to serial killers and they portray actual serial killers. So people like Ed Kemper and Richard Speck and Jerome Brudos. And so they go to meet with these people and they use the details of their actual crimes, but they make up scenes where they interact with these people and talk to them about why they did what they did, and then try to see the larger patterns that they would then use to profile a potential murderer later down the line. Now, we've got a great clip from the show that talks about this a little bit, that shows the guys talking to Ed Kemper. Let's check it out.
People who hunt other people for a vocation, all we want to talk about is what it's like.
Right, sure.
It's not easy. Butchering people's hard work. Physically and mentally, I don't think people realize you need to vent. What are you writing down?
Oh, I just think it's an interesting choice of words. Vocation.
Well, what would you call it? A hobby? I'd say it's more than that. Is this helping? Are you getting what you came for?
I think.
Good.
So it's interesting for viewers to watch this because we are on the other end of decades of drama that sort of portray situations like this. You know, movies like Silence of the Lambs, even a TV show like Hannibal, you know, they took it for granted the idea that the FBI and law enforcement would see value in talking to successful serial killers to find out how they do what they do. But this show takes place at a time before all of that is accepted wisdom. And we see this character, Holden, trying to push against the establishment and get them to, you know, accept it. And what's interesting to me, the character's name, Holden, I thought was a reference to actually Holden Caulfield in the sense that he's a bit of a rebel within the establishment of the FBI.
You mentioned Holden Caulfield from J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. But here, the serial killer is Ed Kemper. He was known as the co-ed killer. It's creepy, and I can
incredibly
see how it
creepy.
Could be, you know, seductive, too, to watch it. But is there any, you know, any sense of, you know, this is glorifying them?
I don't think so, because when you watch the show, they're villainy personified in a weird way. And I think one of the interesting things about the show is that it shows how banal these guys can seem on the surface. But once you get to know what's driving their pathology, you see that they're sort of horrifically damaged people. And I would expect a creepy series from David Fincher, the executive producer, who, you know, directed Seven. So,
yeah.
You know,
you're going to get
creepiness. But what the show is really about, especially in the later episodes, is what impact this has on the FBI agents. You know, there's some scenes where Holden talks to these guys in a way that's very upsetting because he's trying to empathize with them and get them to open up. Mm-hmm. But along the way, that's doing something to him as well. And to me, that's the interesting part of the story is that, you know, this little team of people working for the FBI pioneering a type of profiling, a type of science that it's not ready to face.
Mm. Well, some critics are comparing it to the AMC drama Mad Men, but with serial killers. But why do you think these crime wave shows, I mean, this has been going on for a couple decades now. Why do you think people get pulled into them?
Well, I mean, it's something you can relate to, right? I mean, as you said, you know, we've been seeing cops and criminals on TV since the days of Dragnet in the 50s and 60s. But to get a sense that you're getting an authentic story. And so we're hearing that this show, for example, is going to tackle the Atlanta child murders, which is something that, you know, some people may not be conversant with. Mm-hmm. There's a killer that's portrayed in the first season that seems to be like a notorious killer who operated for something like 30 years in America. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to drop the spoiler, but that's a tantalizing piece of information. So we're going to get a different kind of look at crimes that maybe we haven't heard of or that we've forgotten about or that we thought we knew but we don't know as well as we thought we did. And that's what the best television does, is sort of present this stuff to us in a new way.
Yeah. That's NPR's television critic, Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.